Hi, Sean D'Souza from psychotactics.com. And we were just talking about target profile in the other video. Now, we're going to talk about the problem. Notice that when you start to speak to people in step three, so step one is you first get a demographic, which is a group of people. You make a list of a group of people. Then you pick one person. That was step two. Then step three is you get that one person to list a whole bunch of problems. And step four, which is a really important step, is when you pick or they pick one problem. So they pick one problem. That's very important. Not you pick one problem, they pick one problem. Because they will tell you specifically what is their biggest problem. So why is it that we tend to make mistakes when we're dealing with this fourth step? What are those mistakes that we make and how can we fix them? So why do we make this, or why do we get into this fourth step problem, which is isolating that one problem? And the reason why we do that is, first of all, we're always trying to put in our problem. That means the problem that we think is very important. But this is not about you. This is about the target profile. This is the person that you've picked. And it's the problem that they think is really important to them that really matters. So that's the first mistake that we tend to make. The second mistake that we tend to make is that we don't drill down that one problem. So let's supposing someone says, you know, I'm not getting good reception on my cell phone, and that's the biggest problem. Then we start to write something, or we start to ask them a question, and they give an answer, and they give a little short answer, and you don't drill down. You just sit there and you say, okay, you said that you don't get good reception in the area, which means you can't speak on the cell phone, and okay, let's move to the next problem. That is not drill down. Drill down means you're going to ask more questions. What do you mean by you don't get enough reception? What happens? How does it affect you? What you're doing is you're taking that one problem and you're drilling it down for 2, 3, 4, you know, it depends on how long you need to drill it down, but you can go for 3 or 4 paragraphs with a singular problem. So for instance, when I was doing the web strategy course, the biggest problem that the target profile had was that they didn't know how to get a lot of clients based on the fact that they had a very small list. Now, it's very easy to just write the headline and then move along, but you don't move along. That is very important. We'll find out what I did with that website page, and then we'll look at the advanced website and how the two profiles were completely different and how we drilled down each of those problems. So we had two courses. One was the website strategy course and one was the website strategy course pro. And the difference was in target profiling. It was just absolutely the same content, the same information, the same CDs, the same notes, everything was the same. The profile was different. And so one person was at a starting stage and the other person was at a pro stage. And they had different concerns. And their concern, the starting stage, was I have too small a list, I have too few people on my list. And the people at the pro stage, it was, how do I become this person without seeming like I'm this guru, like I'm this phony person? How can I build my business from this stage and take it to the next level? And in both instances, you have to drill down, which is step four. You have to drill down. What do you mean by you feeling phony? How do you feel? What doesn't make you feel? And you have to ask these questions and drill down further. Because if you don't drill down, then you get this one liner, a couple of lines, and that's it. And then you're going on to the next problem and the next problem. But recognize that they've told you that this is their biggest problem. And so the biggest problem needs to get some weightage, 2 or 3 or 4 paragraphs. If you're doing a presentation, you know, several slides on the one big problem. So understand that step four is very important for one reason, and that is to make sure that you give enough power, enough weightage to that one problem. So let's just summarize what we've covered. Step four, why is it so important? It is important for a simple reason. One is that we want to give weightage to that problem. We want to drive it for 2, 3, 4 paragraphs. We want to get the in-depth pain, frustration, emotion, language, tone, terminology that the profile has, that customer. What is that? You're not just stuck on the headline and subheadline. You have to go three or four paragraphs before you get there. The second thing that you make a mistake with is that when you're creating this whole steps, step one, step two, step three, at step three you tend to get to a list of problems, and you write down the list of problems and then you pick it. And you don't need to pick it. That's not your job at all. That's the job of the client. The client needs to pick what they think is important, and that's really what you take and you start to drill down from there. So that's it. Two steps. In step four, make sure that they pick it, and two, drill down. That's me, Sean D'Souza, jumping off step four, and let's move to another step and take a look at that in greater detail. Bye for now.